Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Yeah, I made a purchase last night, and I called last night, but they said I had to wait a little bit longer to cancel it, so I'm calling today to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, may I get your zip code?
03062.
And your name?
Sandra Hood.
Okay. You said Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A?
That's correct.
And you said Hood, H-O-O-D?
Correct.
Okay. Make sure. And you say you made a purchase yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me see here. Okay. Now, Ms. Hood, I'm not showing anything in our system of any purchases being made, and you said someone advised you to call back?
Yeah.
How did you get this number originally when you called last night?
It's actually on the Facebook post.
Ms. Hood?
Yes.
I'm sorry, can you hold me one moment?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Give me one more brief moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I do thank you so much there for holding. I'm reaching out to my supervisor because I'm not denying you didn't call yesterday and someone advised to give a call back. I'm just not pulling anything. Was your card charged or anything, or you just got the number from the website?
My card was charged.
Okay, all right. So with that charge that your card was billed, let me see here. Do you have like online banking where you can like view your transactions or anything like that?
I viewed it on Discover Card. I use Discover Card.
Uh-huh. Reason I'm asking these probing questions because anything from one penny up to like $1,000, whatever dollars, any charge on your card, it will have a number off to the side of that charge. And I was just curious to see if you were able to see a number off to the side of a charge that you was charged?
When I looked in, when I looked at it last night, I didn't see anything, but I can go back on and look if you wanted to wait.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What was that?
I could go back on and look if you wanted to wait.
Oh, yeah, take your time.
Okay. It doesn't have a number yet next to it. It just says pending.
Okay. I'm trying to get to the bottom and see what we may have. What was the amount?
$9.99.
Okay. And since it was done yesterday, hold on. And you probably said it. I'm sorry. Charged it to my mind and not my heart. Were you placing the order and you changed your mind and wanted to cancel? Or it was, you just noticed the charge on your account and you called in about the charge?
I feel like it was a scam. It was something posted on Facebook and it said $2. And
okay.
It had you go through this process. And
was it like a survey or a sweepstakes?
It wasn't a sweepstakes. It was like to win a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay. Okay. So that helps me out a little bit more to see exactly what department that it would be with.
So
okay.
It says on the Discover card, it's YALA sales. Yala sales.
Not familiar with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. I feel like
I was trying to make something out of it, but okay.
They're using your phone number. This isn't you guys, you know?
Yeah. I'm forwarding this information to my manager. Soon as we in our car, I'm afford all this information. Because when I put in that your zip code 03062,
correct.
The only recent order, well, only order that we have in the recent time frame in that area is an order that was placed on the 11th and one on the 16th. We don't have one that was placed yesterday on the 20th.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But then you say it's pending. So yeah. I'm thinking to myself, is it pending and it's going to fall off the reason why a number is not appearing on your statement. But then I don't want to advise you to wait until it possibly fall off and then some other things appear with it. So it kind of put me in a crazed place because I'm not able to locate any information.
Hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what to do.
But because I tried the zip code. I tried the zip code and put in your last name, Hood. Then I put in the zip code and then just your first name. Then I tried Then I actually went a little further. I saw the number you was calling in under, 603-930-0477. I even tried to put that phone number in to see was it something coming up or matching. And it said no orders matching that phone number. So the only option that I do have left is I can try the last four of the card that was charged to see if there's any hits in the system. But with those first couple of methods that I did try, I'm not finding anything.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Because I called the company right away and they said that there's really nothing they can do until it's actually posted.
It's posted. Oh, because I was going to say, if I was in your shoes, I would speak to my car company and see what next step should I take, but it looks like you already did that.
Yeah, I did that right away, and they said to try calling whatever numbers associated with the purchase to go that route, so that's why I was calling.
Yeah. Did you receive, if it purchased, some companies, well, most companies, give you, a confirmation email or anything like that? Did you get an email confirming?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
What is this company I'm calling anyway? Because they're using your phone number.
Well, you're calling us. We actually, we assist with over 100 of different companies that do online sales and marketing. So we're just not geared to just one particular company. Some of our services do average from meal planning apps to fitness things, anything dealing with fitness-wise.
Okay, so this was, it was actually, they made it look like a Walmart ad, and Walmart was not going to carry KitchenAid products anymore, and that you, for two, you could take a chance to win a KitchenAid, and if, you know, you had to answer a couple questions, and if you won, then they would charge you $2, and you, that was to cover, to have it mailed to you.
Yeah, to ship it and handling. I think I've seen that on my text message, but it was like Home Depot. Let me see. I can do a search if you're willing to provide me the last four of your card. I can do a search with the last four of your card to see if it has any hits, but other than that, I'm not showing anything in our system.
And you don't have anything like that, like a Walmart KitchenAid type thing going on?
We now, I can admit, I have had some accounts that had came across where it's like a sweepstakes or a survey, and then it partners with like a meal planning app, like a fitness app. Now, I have seen something like that.
Okay.
But I'm just not sure why I'm not pulling up any information with you here.
Do you know what the YALA is? YALA?
No, ma'am. Now that I'm not sure what the YALA is.
Okay.
This was on the 20th. And do you, I mean, and you say your last name is HOOD, correct?
Yep.
All right. And it couldn't be any like different name, like a maiden name, married name?
No.
No. Okay. And it could be like maybe Sandy instead of Sandra.
It could be Sandy.
Oh. Okay. Let me see that. Yeah. Then I added the word, I added the name Hood to it, and my Sandy hits went away, so I don't have anything that's matching Sandy and Hood in our system.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Did you supply your email address when you did the thing online?
Yes. And I haven't received any emails.
What is that email address?
S-H-O-O-D as in David, Z as in zebra, @ Comcast.net.
So I have Sally Happy, Oscar David Zebra @ Comcast.net.
Correct.
Okay. No orders in regarding to the email. No, ma'am. I'm only, like I said, if I was in your show, only thing I can see your bank had mentioned. It typically only takes, I don't know anything with my bank, it takes probably 24 hours for something to pin. As soon as it's not pinning, I would reach out to my bank to see what more they can do in regards to that charge.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate your help.
I thank you there, Ms. Hood. I'm sorry, and I do thank you for being patient with me, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.